This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you out with your car, no matter what it is or what's going on or what I'm talking about. The show is about you and here to help you with whatever you want to chat about. Maybe there's an oil change question, the price of fuel. Well, at least it's coming down, but what can you do about better fuel mileage? Maybe you're getting ready to go on a trip this summer. Should you get the car checked out? But when do you do it? You wait the last minute? Maybe not. Maybe you got to get a rental car for the trip. Do it a little differently and not worry about the hassle. Any of that kind of stuff you want to talk about, 602-277-5827 is 602-277-KTAR. And absent a real topic today, I mean, we talked about tires, talked about all these little things over the last several weeks about leading into the summer. What should I do if I've been delaying some work? You know, my magic number or my trigger is always 100 degrees. That's the, okay, let's start having some more conversations about what we didn't talk about over the winter time, or maybe it was brought to your attention. So anything like that, again, phone number 602-277-5827. We'll see about taking a call maybe in the first segment here, switch things up a little bit and allow you to maybe dictate which way the direction of the show, if you will. So I've been off for a couple weeks, in and off and out. So I just want to maybe do a reintroduction of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Bumper to Bumper Radio is this. It's this show every Saturday. But then what makes up Bumper to Bumper Radio is also bumpertobumperradio.com. But more importantly, you have a name. But now you have, within that .com, you will, there's a community of auto repair shops, like-minded individuals, I would say, all individually owned shops. Most of us are mechanics. I would say mom and pop shops. There are some husband and wife teams. There's some, again, that traditional mom and pop shop. We're not a list of franchise dealers or multi location, hedge fund type of people or anything like that. So that's what Bumper to Bumper Radio is made up of. And speaking of which, the show officially is Bumper to Bumper Radio, coming up on 15 years in September. But before that, there was a nice groundwork laid for us. Mark Salem was in here with Under the Hood. And gosh, there's been a car show in this hour 30 years, I think. I remember I first met Mark when I got into business. He had his best car repair shops list, and I was on it. I remember it was a dollar. You could come in and buy the list for a dollar. But that was before the internet and all this other kind of stuff, Kerry.
Saturday morning has always been Rosie and a car show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mark, for you guys, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So Mark and the station did their different things, and we stepped in. And so now I've been doing the show, running solo here. Gosh, I don't know, maybe 10 years. Had some help in the beginning.
Right.
But a little bit about me. Again, we talk about the repair shops. And the whole goal of this show, I guess, yeah, I'm going to come in. I'm going to talk about some topics. By the way, hey, the phone lines are open. So now's your chance. 602-277-5827. But the whole idea of the show here, and maybe one of the reasons I got into business, I'm a technician, a master tech, without getting too deep in the story, basically didn't have a job, and I knew I wanted to open a shop. And so all the Bumper to Bumper Radio shops are kind of the same way I am. We work for somebody or had an opportunity to do it ourselves, and we work for people that did a bad job in some areas, or at least interviewed for some people. But then we also worked for some good people and learned a lot of good things, or at least I did in my case. Okay, I want to do that myself. So that's why I opened Virginia Auto Service 31 years ago.
It's also, 31 years.
Yeah, but it's also part of the show, too. So we're here. I'm here collectively, Bryce behind the glass here, Kerry sitting here helping carry on the conversation at times and some topics. But we're here just to educate you about your car. If you're do-it-yourself, I can tell you which screw to turn and how to make your tune up your Toyota if you live in Tempe kind of thing. We can do that. Or, if you're Sally from Sedona and you need to know something about where to take your car, you're not confident about how to talk to the shop. And that's what we always encourage, is conversations with the shop. What can can we, you know, you shouldn't say yes all the time. It's our shop, is the job as a shop, to tell you about things that are wrong with your car. But now we have to gauge that. Is that shop telling me that for my benefit, for their benefit, for a mutual benefit, which is really what it needs to be? You need your car fixed. I'm in business to fix cars. But we got to do it where everybody's happy. So, but the purpose of the show is to give you the confidence to walk into the shop, to ask the questions, understand what's going on with your car. And when you call here, I'm going to ask you some questions much like we would with a service advisor on the other side of the counter. I can tell you a little bit more about me, but we are going to take that first phone call. Nancy is calling. Looks like she's got a Ford Edge. Nancy, what's going on with your Ford Edge today? What's the reason for the call? What got you fired up here?
Well, when I fill it up with gas, it has a terrible smell of gasoline after I even leave the station, mm-hmm. put it in the garage, whatever. And then it gets less as time goes by and I drive the car. Mm-hmm. And I've had it to Ford twice, and they have done some sort of testing on it that runs clear through the whole gas line, and they can find nothing twice. Hmm. So I think happened was I had a hard time getting a nozzle into the intake of the gas at the pump, mm-hmm. and I couldn't, so I pushed it in there pretty hard, and I'm wondering if something was injured right there where the gas comes in, because maybe their test comes after that all the way through the rest of the system.
Well, let me ask you, do you have trouble filling the tank?
No.
No troubles there. Okay.
No.
So, and then when you do fill the tank, I'm assuming you just drive your car, you run it down to a quarter tank or so, whatever the light comes on or whatever your comfort zone is. You go to the station, you fill up, it tops off, it clicks off, you shut the gas cap, and then that's when you have your odor, and that's the strongest.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Very strong.
I don't think this is going to be an issue to find. You've got a 2014. No reason to have to go back to the dealer. You're in Phoenix area. Whether you're Central or North Phoenix, there's plenty of shops at Bumper to Bumper Radio that can help you.
Okay.
I mean, as much as I hate to say it, and sometimes it's a pain in the butt, what I guess the best thing to do is fill the car with fuel so you can replicate the problem and know that you can replicate it. Sometimes at the shop, we don't like to have a full fuel tank because if we have to remove the tank to take it down to make a repair, sometimes it's troublesome. But maybe what you could do in the meantime is fill your tank, or if you have a little bit of more than half a tank, say, go drive it and hit, you know, do like a jackrabbit start and stop and make that fuel slosh around as much as you can.
Okay.
Absent filling the tank. And then, you know, that I like the Fruit Loops commercial with the toucan. Follow your nose. So stand out around the car. If you can smell, why don't you take a whiff, if you will. Take a smell back around the fuel tank area where you put the gas in. Or maybe on the other side, the right side, around that rear fender rail area. And see if you smell fuel there. The other thing you could do after a short drive, pop the hood open. If you get a strong whiff of fuel when you open the hood, well, maybe we have an active leak. So we might have a wet fuel leak, or we might have a vapor leak. So
wouldn't they have found that when they did those two tests?
Well, you would think so. I mean, they're in business to fix cars, so you would think that they would find the repair. But sometimes things are intermittent. Maybe the best guy didn't look at it. Maybe it was, you know, I can't explain it. But we just need to find the leak. And a lot of times, even absent a full tank, there might be some sloshing that happens. There might be some witness marks. We might see some staining around the fuel tank. But if I was going to guess, if you have a strong odor like that, it's probably more of a repair. Like maybe like it happens a lot in VWs and Audis. The fuel tank, or fuel pump, sometimes they call it the fuel filter, but the hanger for the fuel pump is in the gas tank, and those crack. And you sometimes will get a fluid leak, sometimes you get a vapor leak, sometimes you get both. You could have something as simple underneath the hood, a fuel injector leaking. So we just need to get somebody to get a good visual inspection on that. But we better get a break going here. Thanks for the call, Nancy. And again, plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. We'll be right back.
The garage door springs that come standard with most homes don't last. And when they fail, it's not just inconvenient, it's dangerous. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello at A1 Garage Door Service. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. Don't risk your family's safety or your peace of mind. Let A1 replace your springs before they become a problem. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, permission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at autotransexchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. And I know I'm ready for a vacation. Little go-go's there.
Exactly.
Back in the day there. I can see those Belinda Carlisle and the girls water skiing on their album cover.
That's
there.
That's the video, so, pal. You're exactly right.
So, yeah. So, Nancy called in the first time. It had a fuel odor on her Ford Edge. And, you know, a lot of times, if you have a vapor leak and you smell fuel, a lot of times that will be in conjunction with a check engine light for a evaporative coat or something like that. I have a feeling that she has a cracked fuel filler inlet, or I mean a fuel pump in, hanger or something. Not having any problems filling the car with tanks, so I don't think the getting the tank full. So I don't think we have a canister purge problem or anything like that. So I think Nancy just needs to get that car over for a visual inspection, most likely, and a good use of the nose. This is when the sniffer really kicks in, so we can smell that fuel and figure out where it's coming from. So Nancy, good luck with that. If you're looking for a shop, bumpertobumperradio.com. I've got a email question that we have. We'll save that for later. We'll talk about the value of the car versus the value of the repairs that need to be made, and what do I do? Whew. That could be a little cumbersome at times, and a lot to work through. So, Bob and Scottsdale, 2025 Genesis. Oh, those are nice cars. I haven't had a chance to see too many up close, but those are pretty slick from what I see. Bob, how are we doing with that car?
Good. So, last weekend I went to do the oil change on my son's car because he was out of his free oil changes at the dealer. So, I went to take off the plastic oil filter cap, you know, which I'm not crazy about that, but that's the way they did it. But I couldn't get the oil filter cap off with a regular ratchet. I had to go to Harbor Freight and get a breaker bar because I think the lube techs at the dealer, they're using an air impact because the drain plug and that filter housing were just hammered on there.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, you get some untrained people, or maybe in a hurry, or maybe they don't care. Or they, you know, I think in most cases it's an untrained person. They just don't know any better. You know, I if a little's good, a lot's better in some cases, and that's definitely not the case. I mean, my technicians at my shops are using a torque wrench. I mean, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you just didn't see it, but that torque wrench is out constantly, and occasionally we'll do some tests and see what how many pounds did it take to undo the torque wrench? I mean, sometimes these things are torqued like 60 pounds, like a freaking lug nut. But if you look up the torque specs, I mean, they're like 18 foot-pounds, 12, you know.
In the old days, you put them on with a hand.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the drain plug even. Even measurements as low as Newton meters. They are just not, I mean, like 7 pounds of torque on the drain plug. So, yeah, Bob, I know what you're talking about. And same thing on the, on the oil filter housing. Those things, you don't have to murder them and kill them to get them. To get them tight, it's, you know, if you read, there's going to be a torque spec for one, but part of it is getting, you know, those. So if a lot of people maybe don't know what we're talking about, Bob, it's a cartridge filter. Usually you have your traditional spin-on oil filter, and it's a metal cartridge. It spins on and, you know, whatever. And then, gosh, who knows when? It's been forever. But they... Now you have a cartridge filter, so there's a cap, and you take that cap off, and then either the filter will clip into that cap with some new hardware and some O-rings that you need to change out, or it clips into a housing, and then that cap goes back onto the oil filter. Well, those things can just be put on there too tight. There's an O-ring that should be put on to be tightened up, or put some lubricant on it, maybe a little bit on the threads, that plastic cap, and I'm telling you, they just need to be seated, and then maybe... I mean, maybe just a little bit. The old adage was, you know, you put some oil on the O-ring for the oil filter, and then once that thing's kind of, you spin it free, and then once it stops or once it hits, then you give it a quarter turn. It's just not, you know, that was the universal love language of the oil filter back then, you know, the rule of thumb, if you will. But not anymore. We've got to use, and we look up, torque specs on nearly everything. I mean, everything. So 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR if you want to get in a call. And, you know, one other thing I'll talk about is on these torque specs, too, because a lot of times it's the shop, and it happens to me. We're just the victim, if you will, or the innocent bystander.
Sure, right.
A lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, my drain plug is stripped out.
Yeah.
Well, you must have done it, you the shop. Well, when people don't, you know, so that's all these cars have aluminum drain plugs.
Oh, boy.
Or drain pans, if you will. Right. Sometimes they have aluminum plug or a steel plug or whatever. But you, every time when you're tightening a bolt, for example, you're stretching it. Right. That's all you're doing. You're putting tension on the bolt, you're elongating it, and that's holding the threads. So when you go to tighten down a drain plug, and it's only supposed to be 15 foot-pounds, but you tighten it to 40, and the next guy does it at 50, and this car's had 7 or 8 or 10 oil changes, and now you're at 55 or 80,000 miles.
And that's soft metal, too.
Yeah, and then what happens then? I come in at my shop, and I unscrew the drain plug, and what comes with it? All the threads. It looks like a slinky. It's not that it's stripped out. Now, and it wouldn't have been hard coming out either. That's the differentiation when you're working on the car and saying, okay, did someone strip this drain plug? Like, now, if I had to turn it and turn it and turn it, and it's 10 revolutions to get out, and it's tight the whole way, that means somebody probably put it in, and those 10 revolutions that they tightened it, they were tightening it the whole time, and they stripped it, okay? So a lot of times it's the guy that takes it out. We're just the bearer of the bad news.
Exactly.
We didn't cause it. So that's a very delicate conversation because you, as a shop, you can't make the attempt to fix it. Sometimes we can fix it in the car. We can do a helicoil. Sometimes you have to pull the oil pan. You can repair it.
That's a big job pulling the oil pan or getting a new one. My goodness.
Yeah, but then you stop. You know, a lot of guys, I've seen this at the Better Business Bureau. They say, oh, well, it's like that before, but then they made 4 repair attempts. Like, no, you can't do that. You have to let the consumer know. It's like having a patient on the operating table, so to speak. If something goes wrong, you can't just start all these procedures. You got to, obviously talk to
them. If I'm doing the oil pan on your wife's station wagon, that's a whole other the thing that goes through the middle of it.
That's a whole other beast. Yeah, for sure. So let's see if we can fit Jim from Scottsdale in real quick. 2010 Dodge Ram 2500. What's up, Jim? We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, hi. Question for you. So on this Dodge Ram, I had the front ball joints replaced because they were a little bit loose, and they are like press-in ball joints. And ever since the shop had replaced the ball joints and did a front-end alignment, all this kind of stuff, the steering has been kind of funny in the way where if you were to just like turn a corner, let go of the steering wheel, it wants to attempt to return to center, mm-hmm. but it never fully does. So like the last quarter point of the turn, it wants to stay in that position until I manually put it back to center. And it makes it a little bit difficult driving because I feel like I'm constantly correcting.
Yeah, you've got
trying to drive straight down the road.
I see what you're saying. You have to actually drive the car. You have to steer it. So before you did any ball joints, I mean, what was the need for the ball joints? Was that just something from a visual inspection, or did you actually have a complaint about something?
No, it was. I brought it into another shop a few months before that. They identified it. The ball joints are a little bit loose. We might want to look at getting those replaced, that kind of thing.
Okay, and then you did them, and then this is a symptom since then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we need to get back to that shop and let them know what's going on. I'm assuming you will, or if you've already done
it. I've actually brought it back there twice.
Okay.
And they've looked at it. They've, you know, re-greased it, checked everything out. Everything they said is good. They say it kind of needs to be worn in.
Yeah,
and
no.
I don't know if I buy that because I've done ball joints and stuff myself before, you know, like the easier bolt-in ones and stuff, and I've never had that to do that.
Yeah, that's odd to me. Yeah, they don't need, but at least one thing is they've acknowledged there's an issue. So I don't know what they mean by they got to wear in. I mean, that's not the case more than likely.
Yeah,
that's kind of like the check engine light. Let's see if it's going to go away. Just go drive it. I'll clear it. That doesn't fix it. Did they do all the ball joints, the uppers and the lowers?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well,
and they're, like I said, they're press in. I don't know. Maybe they were too tight of a press in, and do you think that could be causing the issue?
Yeah. I mean, they could have damaged the ball joint putting it in or pressing them in. You know, we had a Ford truck like this recently at the shop, and it's some of the basics you got to get back to. And the guys are thinking about it. And my other tech's like, whoa, let's. It's the ball joints, guys. In this case, they weren't new for us. But new doesn't always mean good. So I guess if I were Dyke, you just need to get it back to them. And, I mean, at least they've acknowledged there's a problem. They need to undo the tie rod ins, and then they need to turn the tires independently.
And can you take the mechanic for a ride?
Well, yeah, but they've already acknowledged that there's a problem. So they know that there's something there. Maybe you want to jack it up and get the load off the ball joint and turn the wheel lock to lock and just maybe work the grease in. There's a little bit in the process on some front-end work. We're up against the break. I'll talk a little bit about some front-end work on your Dodge truck, and that translates into everything else. We're going to take a quick break. Open line 602-277-5827.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Bunker to Bunker's annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses is coming up Sunday, July 26th at McCormick Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $120. Proceeds benefit St. Mary's Food Bank. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 in Broadway, just go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repair. repairs. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning. KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. The Pocket Fire, it's a wildfire burning 7 miles north of Sedona in the Secret Mountain Wilderness area, has grown to 500 acres. State Route 89A is closed between Fort Tuthill and the north end of Sedona. Evacuations have been ordered in the Oak Creek Canyon area between Sedona and Forest Highlands. This does include dispersed camping around West Fork and nearby areas above the rim. Visitors to the end of the world, they are also being asked to evacuate. Traveling on Woody Mountain Road, which is Forest Road 231, not advised at this time. And the American Red Cross is setting up a shelter at Sedona Red Rock High School. That's located at 955 Upper Red Rock Loop Road in Sedona. If you need any information on that, you can contact the Red Cross. You can stay here with KTAR, KTAR.com, and the KTAR News app for the latest on this fire.
Critical means critical.
Well, Peoria police, they're still investigating sexual abuse claims out of Centennial High School, where two teachers are accused of being engaged in an inappropriate relationship with the same student. In several recent updates, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell said Peoria PD still waiting to talk with the critical witness. And Thursday, she again pointed to that delay.
We continue to try to work with, there's a particular critical witness to make sure that that individual is interviewed.
She indicated the case is moving forward, and it will move forward dependent on talking with that witness. Let's go and check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. Things look fairly quiet on the surface streets and the freeways at the moment. Just one issue to tell you about. This is going to be I-10 at Wintersburg Road eastbound near Tonopah. We have a crash in that area. As far as weather is concerned, going to get real hot as we head into next week. Temperatures above 110 starting Tuesday. Today, though, 106 your forecast high, 106 for your Father's Day Sunday as well. 97 now in Chandler. Weather brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the house means home improvement and repair advice is free of charge when you listen to Rosie, helping Arizona homeowners for over 30 years. That's Rosie on the house. Saturday mornings, 8 till 11 on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialist.com.
Here's what happens all the time. You get hit, the car gets repaired, and insurance sends a check. But once the accident hits Carfax, your car may be worth less, even after a perfect repair. That loss is called diminished value. And if someone else caused the accident, you may be owed money for it. At Orlando Auto Body, when we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll do a free diminished value evaluation worth $450. It's simple. Don't leave money behind. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree. 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs. You're covered bumper to bumper on KTAR News.
All
All righty. Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here with you every Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you out with your car. And when I'm not here, bumpertobumperradio.com is always turned on. And when you go there, you'll find shops all across the valley that can help you with your car. They can help you Monday through Friday. I was about to say Sunday, but they can help you Monday through Friday with any questions you have. If they're in your neighborhood or maybe near your office downtown, call them up. Tell them, hey, Matt said you can help. I have a question about my car. And when you're there checking out those shops, check out our promotion we have with Phoenix Children's Hospital this summer, the Summer of Love. Basically, it starts now. It's starting officially July 1st through Labor Day weekend, but no one's going to kick you out for coming to the party early. We'll say that for sure. But at all the shops, we have some collections for donations for PCH, whether you want to round up your repair bill the next buck, the next 10 bucks, the next 100 bucks. And then a lot of us other shop owners are going to match the donations. Last time we did this, I think we scratched up about $10,000 or $12,000 for Phoenix Children's Hospital. So if you'd like to participate, you can do that at any of the Bumper to Bumper Radio shops this summer. Let's see, phone number. Got lots of open lines you guys need to call unless you want to hear me flapping my gums over here about what I want to talk about. But again, we're going to talk about whatever you call about. So 602-277-5827. Again, 602-277-5827. We're just going to talk about what you have going on with your car. And the whole idea is to make it so when you go to the repair shop, you have a different level of confidence. Whether you're going to a bumper-to-bumper shop, your regular shop, whatever it is, you're out of town, you have an emergency maybe, how to talk and not freak out, be in your comfort zone, pump the brakes, take the deep breath, have the conversation and not be, just be all upset about the car. And I understand getting upset. Trust me, the car is what we've got to have, but we want to make it easy. What's the promo say? Cruise in or cruise out, whatever, and cruise out confident. Yeah. So.
Can I ask a question? Have you ever had a person that your regular customer of yours call in from on the road and say, hey, this guy's looking at my car. What do you think?
Probably. I can't cite an example. Sure. But, yeah, I mean, we've definitely had something break down. We've had to refer to another shop, walk somebody through something, maybe or with a tire or finding another shop. Yeah. But
that's the kind of relationship you guys want to have.
Well, yeah. I mean, if something's going on, call us. We're a resource for you. You know, before we went to break, Jim talked about having some ball joints replaced on his truck. He didn't have the problem he's having now before they replaced the ball joints. Now, had he gone in and had that problem, he still had it after the ball joints. Well, now we need to think about what did we miss or what do we do? But his ball joint replacement was necessitated or found out during a standard inspection. No symptoms, just some wear in them, probably some worn out boots or something like that, maybe some cracked boots. And then he did what I would call elective surgery. He got elective surgery, but now he has a symptom that's not there. Now, if he told me his problem, I would say you've got bad ball joints, but they're new. Okay. Well, we've all got a bad piece of chicken. We got a new light bulb and put it in and it didn't work. The ball joints, maybe when someone pressed them in. I mean, we're human beings working on your car. Yeah. It's a mechanical device. We can make a mistake. He's taken it back to the shop. They've acknowledged that there's a problem and kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit. Maybe they're just really busy. It's got a warranty. So I think Jim just needs to go back and talk to them. They've identified an issue. I think maybe we have a problem with one of the ball joints. And what I was going to talk about, when you get your control arms replaced and control arm bushings, the car naturally sits loaded. Okay, so picture your suspension.
With the weight of the car.
It's on the ground. Sure. The mistake a lot of people make in shops, they go put in these new bushings or these new control arms, and the suspension is hanging. And then they tighten everything up. Well, now, I mean, I don't know how to visualize that, but now you've got the thing clamped in the hanging position tight, and then you compress the suspension. And now you're twisting the hell out of that bushing. The way to do that, and a lot of shops don't do it right, and this is the difference. I don't know how you know it as a shop, but maybe it's just having that good relationship and the confidence and the years of service. we take those cars and we have to move them over to the alignment rack, or we put a giant jack stand, if you will, or something underneath the suspension, let the lift down to load that suspension and then tighten it. So they could have messed up the ball joint install. They could have got a defective ball joint. Maybe the alignment's bad. You want to take a look at the caster on the alignment. The caster's going to have to do with their return to center. So, Jim, get that looked at. Stick with it with them. After two or three shots, I think they're off the hook. I mean, they're on the hook. If they can't figure it out and you take it somewhere else, they're going to have to, you know, come with the resolution. So hopefully you don't get to that. So let's see here. We've got, looks like Donald in Phoenix, and me drifted away from the microphone a little bit. 2006 Scion XB. I think I've got one of those at the shop still. What's going on with your Scion?
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Long time listener. How does that go? Long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So I got a Dave Ramsey beater car. That's my Scion tank. And, it was in an accident, and it rear-ended, and they pushed the frame a little bit too far in, so the back door hatch doesn't close all the way, and the little light stays on like it has the door open, ajar, or whatever you call it.
Sure.
So I'm looking for somebody that can pull the frame out. I have a buddy that's a mechanic, and he kind of try to direct me in the right way place, but I had to find somebody that could actually pull my frame.
Yeah, you just need to get, you're probably not going to find a mainstream body shop that's going to do that for you, but what I would call one of your little smaller body shops that you might find over off Cave Creek Road or someplace like that, I think you just need to go knock on a couple doors. I wouldn't be going to the nicest place because they're probably not going to do it. They're overloaded with insurance work and stuff. You probably want to just go to a small little body shop where they're flipping cars and fixing stuff, and they can probably get that on a frame machine and pull that and get it. A little straighter for you, knowing that you maybe the car's totaled or whatever the deal is, and you're not going to fix it.
It's a, what do they call those titles?
Salvage.
Salvage title. It's my Dave Ramsey beater.
Sure. No, I got you. So, yeah, just I depend. If you're near Cave Creek Road, there's a ton of body shops up and down there. I just go knock on some doors, let them know what you're doing, maybe a little cash price, and tell them your goal is to just get that door sealed up because to some degree that is a little bit of a safety issue. If it's not sealed up, you're sucking in exhaust from the car that's coming back in there. So you definitely want to get that sealed up the best you can. I mean, these cars nowadays, they run so clean, you could sit in the garage for the weekend and you're not gonna asphyxiate yourself in most cases, but you just still don't want that air coming in the car. So good luck with that, Donald. Jenny in Arizona, my favorite kind of truck, a Tundra. You've got a 2003. What's going on with that one today?
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's going on?
Okay. it's an 03 Toyota Tundra. It's got about 786,000 miles on it.
Wow. You got to do that heel click or something.
I don't know. It just keeps going. I just keep putting parts in it and, you know, I haven't really had to do anything major.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's getting old, and I've been offered money for that car.
Cause sure.
The younger guys really love these cars or these trucks, but I don't know exactly what to do. Should I keep it going or try to get something else?
Well,
I don't know what to do to keep it.
There's a lot that goes into that, you know. First off, do you like the car?
I love it.
Okay. Well, then, if you like it.
If I lose it, I'm going to, like, losing my baby.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, you're not going to trade your kids on a new one unless they really just don't like them anymore. But, hey,
nope.
I've been there for a time or two. But, no, I mean, if you're not in the market for a car, I mean, financially, if you can afford a car and you want one, hey, go for it. Go treat yourself to a new car. But in this case, if you like your Tundra, sounds like you're taking good care of it, never had a major problem. You know, I'd say, you know, you've had it a long time, probably doesn't owe you a whole lot, but it's probably hit the floor of its value. So I guess what I would do, even in light of the mileage, because I don't care about the mileage, take it to your regular shop and say, hey, guys, give me the full inspection. What am I looking at here? I don't want to restore it. I'm okay with a few drips of oil, you know, here and there at this point. We're not restoring this vehicle. But I want it to drive nice. And most importantly, I don't want it to break down. and I don't want to let something little go to make it turn into this big problem. So that's how I would approach it. See what they have to say, see what you're up against, and then just make a choice. But it sounds like you're in the driver's seat. That's the good thing. You're not backed in the corner where you have to do something about a car. So that's good, Jenny. Good job on keeping that going with that mileage. We've got Brian, we've got Gene, but we've got to take a quick break. 602-277-5827. Be right back.
Check engine light on, or a pesky slow leak in a tire, or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home, or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so's the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
Are you stressed about what to do after a car accident or injury? Hi, Al Lundeen for AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services. We make it easy to get personalized, professional treatment that comes to you at your home or business with licensed therapists. We work with your legal and health care practitioners quickly to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Hi, this is Jameson Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at accurateautomotive.com today.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. Carrie, you're gonna put me to sleep with that music? It's like a Sunday afternoon.
It's a classic.
I know, but that's like laying in the hammock with
the iced tea or Long Island iced tea.
Giant margarita or something, chilling.
Okay, even better.
I mean, I guess it's almost noon. We could go for that margarita, right?
5 o'clock somewhere,
yeah,
Matt.
5 o'clock? What the hell are you talking about? 3 o'clock. I don't know. 3 o'clock back east. There's got to be a World Cup game or something on, so good reason to have a beer and chill and
margarita,
do whatever.
Like,
so, all right, we've got Brian, we've got Gene, and I'm going to finish off on some of these questions and stuff we've been talking about. And if you know the phone number, maybe you can sneak in, but I'm not giving it out, so that's a test. So, Brian and Mesa, 2019 Chevy Traverse. What's going on, Brian?
Well, that's a good song that you had there, because I have to talk about that Summer Breeze song, Air Conditioning.
You're not, you got a summer blow dryer probably right now, yeah?
Well, yes and no. You know, for the most part, the air conditioning works great. But when I get out there and drive around, all of a sudden, you know, it just blows out warm air for maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and then it kicks back in into the air conditioning again, the cool air. So that's my concern at this point.
So it's cold, and then you start driving, but it's not as cold for a minute or two, and then it goes right back to being cold?
Exactly.
Huh. Is it? Do you have a digital temperature in controls, or are your controls more manual or mechanical for the blend?
Just just a push button thing. You push a button, you get it higher, and push a button, you get it lower. So
okay, for the speed of the fan, and probably the same thing for
correct. Yes.
And do you ever lose fan control? Does it stop blowing, or do you still have the same volume of air? Just the temperature does not stay cool.
Yeah, it's the same volume. It's still blowing out strong, but it just kind of changes from cold to warm.
Well, that's it's a tough one, kinda. On any air conditioning service, air conditioning concern for the most cases, I'm starting with the baseline, and that's to recharge the system or to check the charge level. It's not like your gas tank. We can't really tell how much fuel is in it. There's no, or how much gas is in it. And Freon is just a gas. It's a liquid or a gas, depending on what its temperature, what state it's in. So we need to make sure it's fully charged. So I guess I would at least check the pressures at first, maybe a test drive as a technician, maybe with a scan tool. But first and foremost, I guess, let's just say we want to start, and we're going to, never want to assume anything. So we're going to make sure it has a full charge. So at my shop, we're going to hook up the equipment. We're going to remove what's in the system, weigh it, measure it, compare it to what's supposed to be in the system, and then refill it. If it's not low, well, then it wasn't low. If it's low 4 ounces, that can be enough. Low 16 ounces, definitely enough. But if you're blowing really cold, that just makes me suspect. But still, I want to start there. Because we could have a deal, we could have a situation where it's a little bit low on charge, and when you're low on charge, the pressures are lower, and it might freeze up and get to a low pressure cutout switch or low temperature cutout switch, and you could, or you could have an evaporator freezing up, for example, and that takes a second. The AC kicks off, it thaws out, or gets back to the right temperature, and then re-engages the clutch. So it could be something like that. When you go to accelerate, I mean, you could have a bad ground. I mean, there could be all kinds of different things. We need to check and make sure that the condenser and radiator fans are not cutting out or turning off. So we might test drive with a scan tool and see if they're still commanded on. But, it could be a number of different things. I wish I had a silver bullet for you, but I'm going to start with the charge level more likely. And there's just some things that are hard to articulate. As I'm sitting here closing my eyes and envisioning what's going on under that hood, I'm doing some mental calculations. I'm taking some mental notes, and all that's just processing in my brain, looking for, maybe some sweat or some oil detection around some AC lines, things like that. But the fact that it's cold, goes to warm, and then goes right back to cold, a little bit strange. But again, let's start with the charge, make sure the fans are working, and just get it to a shop that can take a look at that. I would not go to the parts store. Don't go adding refrigerant. If you ever see anything that's got leak sealer on it, don't touch it. Run and hide. Very bad for the car. So, Brian, I hope that helps you. We got plenty of good shops on the bumper to bumper list in Mesa. You got Mesa Auto Works. You got Dana Brothers. If you've got diesel trucks, you've got Good Works. Accurate Automotive, H&I. I mean, there's a plethora of shops. No shortage of good people that can take care of your car over there in Mesa. So Gene and Gilbert, that rings a bell. Did we talk to Gene and Gilbert last week about your car, maybe, Gene? No. Okay.
No, this is my first time.
All right.
So anyway, it's a 2016 Honda Sonata, and so I was just having the tire replaced. It was flat or whatever. And so then when they went to do that, they said they couldn't do the alignment. They maybe mentioned a tie rod. So then I took it to a shop, and at the shop they put it up, it's called putting it up in the rack. So it's up here high, and they had taken wheels off. Before they did any work, they showed me, and they pointed to things and said, like, there were three different parts, and they were naming how things looked, and maybe that meant they needed to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the work. At some point, they said after that they saw the tie rod. So I don't know if you couldn't see it as good at first. And they said, okay, so the tie rod was at least bent. So my question is, it's all been workmen done, the car drives okay. But my question was all the work needed, all those parts needed to be placed, and was the price what it should be? And I hadn't had too much trouble with the car at some point. I don't know at what point it did obviously need alignment, because it was, the steering wheel was off straight, what would be normal. One thing that did happen is, at one point we had done tires, because, you know, as they get old and replaced two at a time, and they rotate, all that kind of stuff. But so the one last thing that happened, I think, before we did this major front-end work was that the tires, I think, were lower in the front, and I was coming out of a church and did a tight little turn to go to the right. There would be an intersection, and I was getting in the right lane, and I'm going slow. I'm coming right out of a parking lot right there, and I'm in, you know, been stopped for the parking lot, for the being parked. And as I came out, it seemed like it oversteered, and it went into the curb, but I'm going slow. Mm-hmm. But that was enough. They were old tires, but should that have been enough to, it totally blew the tire. So I tried to drive it down the road and see how far I could get, and then whatever from there. So I only got through the one major intersection, and then I just pulled over because the poor thing had come apart, you know.
Sure, I got you. So you blew
my point is, so for some reason, it seemed like it oversteered. It just didn't seem like it should be. It overturned that right turn out of that lot. It slammed into the curb. The tire's a mess. And
all right, Gene.
Maybe with something going there.
Yeah, Gene. I got it. What happened? We blew up the tire. So you went to the tire shop. They replaced the tire and said, oh, by the way, you've got some other issues. You went to the shop. The shop did some repairs. And you knew about most of the repairs, but then they called you partway through and said, oh, by the way, we noticed this tire on in also needs to be replaced.
And it's
X amount of dollars. So here's what I've picked out from what you told me. The car's fixed and you're happy with and you're happy with the way that it drives. So one thing that I learned a long time ago is after you buy something, stop shopping for it. You're not going to be happy. You're going to find the television, you're going to find it on sale somewhere else for $10 cheaper or $50, or you're going to get another opinion or something else. We can take your car to 10 different people and get 7 different ways to fix it, and 5 of them are right. 2 of them might be wrong. 1 of them might be incomplete, Gene. So what I would say, I don't know how much you spent. It doesn't matter. You can get a hotel room at Motel 6. You can get a hotel room at the Marriott. And they're not all the same. At the end of the day, they're all a bed to rest your head, you know, a pillow to rest your head on at the nighttime. So you got your car fixed. You're happy with it. It sounds like everything's okay. Move on. I would not worry about it anymore. Next time it's back to the shop, tell them, hey, guys, can you just double check my work? I'm really happy with what you did. Everything turned out okay. I want to make sure everything's fine with it. It sounds like you're at a shop that made a repair for you, and it was good. So stick with them. So it sounds like you got taken care of what you need to get taken care of. I had a good question from a listener, and I'm going to break it down. I think this is a good topic for next week, Kerry.
Yes.
I got a car that I owe $6,500 on. It's worth $6,000 and needs $3,000 worth of work. What do I do? Man, that's a tough one.
Tough one,
eh? Maybe you have a car that's worth, you don't owe anything on. It's worth $4,000, but it needs $3,000 worth. What do we do? Should I fix it or should I sell it? You'd be surprised at some of the answers. We're going to talk about that next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy World Cup. Enjoy the weather. Have a great time. Oh, and happy Father's Day, everybody.